This is the Sakarmoli of the 1st of November 2024. Essence, sweet children, at this time the incorporeal Father enters a corporeal form and decorates you. He doesn't do it alone. Question: why do you children stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance? Answer: 1. It is because you know that it is only by having this remembrance that you receive a very long life and that you become free from disease. 2. By staying in remembrance, your sins are cut away, you become real gold. Rajo and Tamo alloys are removed from you souls and you become pure. 3. By having remembrance, you become the masters of the pure world. 4. You become decorated. 5. You become very wealthy. It is this remembrance that makes you multi-million times fortunate. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father explains to you, spiritual children, what are you doing whilst sitting here? It isn't that you are just sitting in silence. You are sitting in a knowledgeable state, meaningfully. You children know why you remember the Father. The Father gives you very long lifespans. By remembering the Father, your sins are cut away and you become real gold and Satopradhan. You are decorated so much. Your lifespans will become long and your souls will become pure. There is now alloy mixed in souls. All the alloys of the Rajo and Tamo stages will be removed by your staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You receive so much benefit. Your lifespans will then become long. You will become residents of heaven and you will also become very wealthy. You will become multi-million times fortunate. This is why the Father says, Man Manabhav, constantly remember me alone. He doesn't say this about any bodily being. The Father doesn't have a body. You souls were also incorporeal. Then, by taking rebirth, you became those with stone intellects from being those with divine intellects. You now have to become pure again. You are now becoming pure. You have been bathing in water for birth after birth. You believed that you would become pure through that, but instead of becoming pure, you became even more impure and incurred a loss, because that is false Maya. Everyone has the sanskar of telling lies. The Father says, after making you pure, I departed. So who made you impure? You now feel this. You were bathing in the Ganges so much, but you didn't become pure. After becoming pure, you would have had to go to the pure world. The land of peace and the land of happiness are pure lands. This is the world of Ravan, and it is called a land of sorrow. These matters can easily be understood. There is no difficulty in them. Or is there any difficulty in relating them to anyone else? When you meet someone, simply tell him, consider yourself to be a soul and remember the unlimited Father. The Father of all souls is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiv. Everyone has a separate physical father of his body. The Father of all souls is just the one. Baba explains so well, and he only explains in Hindi. The Hindi language is the main language. You would call those deities the ones who are multi-million times fortunate. They are so fortunate. No one knows how they became the masters of heaven. The Father is now telling you this. Through this easy yoga, you become those at this most auspicious confluence age. It is now the confluence of the old world and the new world. Then you will become the masters of the new world. The Father now simply says a few words. Remember me with meaning. It says in the Gita, Manmanabhav. People read those words, but they don't understand the meaning of them at all. The Father says, remember me, because I alone am the purifier. No one else can say this. The Father alone says, remember me, and you will become the masters of the pure world. At first you were Satupradhan, and then by taking rebirth, you became Tamopradhan. Now, after 84 births, you are to become deities in a new world once again. You now know both the Creator and creation. Therefore, you have now become theists. Previously, for birth after birth, you had been atheists. No one else knows the things that the Father tells you. No matter where you go, no one will tell you any of these things. Now both fathers are decorating you. At first the Father was alone. He didn't have a body. He cannot decorate you whilst he is sitting up above. It is said, put one and two together and you get 12. However, there is no question of inspiration or power, etc. He cannot meet you up above through inspiration. When the incorporeal takes the support of a corporeal body, he can then decorate you. You understand that Baba is taking you to the land of happiness. According to the Dharma plan, Baba is bound to do this because he has received his duty. He comes every 5,000 years for you children. You become so pure through this power of yoga. Your souls and your bodies both become very pure. Then you become dirty. You now have visions. By making this effort, we will be decorated and become like them. There is no criminal eye there. Their bodies are fully covered. Just look how people here learn so many dirty things in the kingdom of Ravan. Look how Lakshmi and Narayan dress. It is so good. Here all are body conscious. They, Lakshmi and Narayan, would not be called body conscious. Theirs is natural beauty. The Father is making you naturally beautiful. Nowadays, no one can even wear real jewellery. If someone were to wear it, that person would be robbed. There are no such things there. You have found such a Father that you cannot become anything without him. Many say that they receive directly from Shiv Baba. but how would he give? You may try and ask him for something directly and see whether you receive anything. Many say we will claim our inheritance from Shiv Baba. What is the need to ask Brahma for anything? Shiv Baba will give us something through inspirations. Maya bites even very good old children. They believe in just the one, but what would the one by himself do? The father says, how can I alone come? How can I speak without a mouth? The mouth is remembered. People stumble along so much in order to drink the nectar from a gaumukh, cow's mouth. They go to Srinath to have a vision, but what will happen to them by having that vision? That is called worshipping the elements. There is no soul in that idol. It is just a puppet made of the five elements. And so that means remembering Maya. There are the five elements of nature. What will happen by remembering them? Everyone takes the support of matter, but matter there is Satopradhan. Matter here is Tamopradhan. The father never has to take the support of Satopradhan matter. Satopradhan matter cannot be found here. The father says, I have to uplift all the sages and holy men, etc. I do not go onto the path of isolation. This is a family path. I tell everyone to become pure. There, on the path of isolation, their names and forms, etc. change. The father explains, look how this play has been created. The features of no two people can be the same. There are millions of them, yet the features of all of them are different. No matter what anyone tries to do, no two people's features would be the same. This is called the wonder of nature. Heaven is also called a wonder. It is so beautiful. There are the seven wonders of Maya and the one wonder of the Father. Put those seven wonders on one side of the scales and this one wonder on the other, and even then this one would be heavier. If you place this knowledge on one side and devotion on another side, the side of this knowledge is heavier. You now understand that there are many who teach you devotion, but only the one Father who gives you this knowledge. The Father sits here and teaches you, children. He decorates you. The Father says, become pure. Children say, no, I will become dirty. They have shown a river of poison in the Garuda Purana. Lizards, scorpions and snakes, etc., all continue to bite one another. The father says, you become complete orphans. The father only explains to you, children. If you said this to someone outside, he would get upset. You have to explain very tactfully. Some children don't have any common sense about how to speak. Little children are completely innocent, and this is why they are called great souls. There is a difference between calling Sri Krishna a great soul and calling the sannyasis of the path of isolation great souls. This is a family path. He is never born through vice. He is called elevated. You are now becoming elevated. You children know that both Bap and Dada are here together. We would definitely decorate you very well. Everyone would want to go to the one who decorated you children. Therefore you come here to be refreshed. The heart is pulled to come to the Father. Those who have full faith would say, whether you beat me or whatever you do, I will never leave your company. Some leave him for no reason. This too is predestined in the playing of the drama. They either divorce him or leave him. The father knows that that one belongs to the clan of Ravan. The same thing happens every cycle. Some come back again. The father explains, by letting go of his hand, he will receive a lower status. Some personally come here and make a promise, I will never leave such a father. However, Maya Ravan is no less. She quickly pulls them to her. Then, when they personally come here, it is explained to them. The father would not take a stick to them. The father would still explain with love, Maya, the alligator, ate you, but it is good that you were saved and came here. If you become badly hurt and unconscious, your status will be reduced. Those who remain constant will never move away. They will never let go of his hand. If they leave the father, die, and then belong to Maya, Ravan, Maya would eat them up even more forcefully. The father says, I decorate you so much. You are told to behave well and not to cause anyone sorrow. Some even write in their blood, and they then become like they were previously. Maya is very powerful. She catches hold of you by your ears or nose and makes you very distressed. Each of you is now given a third eye of knowledge, and so your vision should never become criminal. If you want to become a master of the world, you have to make some effort. Now both you, souls, and your bodies are Tamopradan. Alloy is mixed in you. In order for you to burn this alloy away, the father says, remember me. Can you not remember the father? Are you not ashamed? If you don't have remembrance, the evil spirits of Maya will swallow you. You have become so dirty in the kingdom of Ravan. Not a single one is not born through vice. There is no mention of vice. Ravan himself doesn't exist there. The kingdom of Ravan comes into existence in the Copper Age. Only the one father makes you pure. The father says, children, only in this one birth do you have to become pure. And then there is no question of vice. That is a viceless world. You know that those pure deities existed there and that they then came down whilst taking 84 births. They are now impure and this is why they call out, Shiv Baba, liberate us from this impure world. Now that the Father has come, you understand that that is something impure. Previously you didn't understand because you were in the kingdom of Ravan. The father now says, if you want to go to a land of happiness, stop being dirty. You have been dirty for half this cycle. There is a huge burden of sin on your heads, and you have also insulted him a lot. By insulting the Father, you have accumulated a lot of sin. This too is part of the drama. Each of you souls has received a part of 84 births, and you have to play it. Each one has to play his own part. So why do you cry? No one cries in the Golden Age. When the omens of knowledge end, the weeping and wailing begins. You have heard the story of the king who conquered attachment. They have just made that up as a false example. In the Golden Age, no one experiences untimely death. It is only the one father who makes you into conquerors of attachment. You become heirs of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who makes you into the masters of the world. Ask yourself, am I this soul, an heir of his? What is there to gain through a worldly study? Nowadays you should not even look at the faces of impure human beings or show them to your children. Your intellect should constantly think that you are at the confluence age. Just remember the one Father, and while seeing others, don't see them. We only see the new world. We are becoming deities and only see those new relationships. Do not see the old relationships whilst seeing them. All of them are to be burnt away. We came alone and we have to return alone. The Father only comes once to take us back with him. That is called Shiv Baba's procession. All are the children of Shiv Baba. The Father gives you the sovereignty of the world. He makes you into deities from human beings. Previously you drank poison, and now you are drinking nectar. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. First point. Continue to move along whilst considering yourself to be a resident of the confluence age. While seeing the old relationships, do not see them. Let it remain in your intellect. I came alone, and I have to return alone. Second point. In order to make both your soul and body pure, practice seeing everything with your third eye of knowledge. Finish any criminal vision. Decorate yourself with this knowledge and yoga. Blessing. May you become equal to the Father by being entertained with the alaukik method of Manmanabhav. To celebrate a memorial at the confluence age means to become equal to the Father. It is to celebrate the festival of the confluence age. You may celebrate as much as you want, but celebrate meeting the Father, not just having entertainment, but being entertained by becoming Manmanabhav. spiritual entertainment celebrated in an alaukik way becomes everlasting. The method of the confluence-aged Deepmala, garland of lights, is to finish old accounts, and so let every thought and every moment be new, that is alaukik. Old thoughts, old nature, old sanskars, and old behavior, etc., are all your debts to Ravan. Therefore, finish all of them with determination. Slogan. Instead of looking at the situations, look at yourself and the Father. Om Shanti.